my favorite people. Welcome back to another episode of Your Hype Girl. It's your Hype Girl here, Audrey Tuttle, and I'm so excited to bring you today's episode. We've got episode 6. What? I cannot even believe that we're on the 6th episode. Like, that is so crazy and insane to me, and it makes me so happy. I am in such a good mood, one, because I'm recording the podcast and I've never not been in a good mood while trying to prep and, you know, plan this podcast, which makes me so excited. But two, it is gorgeous outside here. I live in the outskirts of Austin in San Marcos, Texas, which is such a vacation spot. It's the place where the river flows. You can float the river during the summer. And it's so nice here right now. It is so sunshiny. And sunshine is like my favorite thing in the entire world. Like, if there's any sort of weather that I love and that I look forward to, it is a nice sunshiny day. And that is what today is. And it makes me so happy. I was hanging out with my brother a few days ago, and it was also a sunshiny day here in Central Texas. And he was like, I swear humans actually do have like photosynthesis. And I was like, Jonas, what do you even mean by that? And he's like, just whenever sunshine hits me, it gives me like life. It brings me to life. And I'm like, you know what? I'd have to agree with that. I don't think it's scientifically sound, but it's pretty accurate. Whenever sunshine hits me, oh, it just brings me to life and I love it. Anyway, today is episode 6, which means we have to celebrate a 6-year anniversary, right? Not of the podcast, though I hope to be there in 6 years from now. But my boyfriend and I just hit 6 years of dating each other, which is insane to me. Like, what? We were literally children when we first started dating. High school sweethearts. Whoop, whoop. I was 16 and he was 17. And I just cannot believe that it has been 6 whole years. So big thing with this podcast, obviously, is living that like healthy, positive lifestyle. And I think a big part of that is the relationships that you put in your life. So I would love to talk about this relationship that I have with my boyfriend, maybe go into some fun little like relationship tips and advice that I have and what I've experienced from the long-term relationship that I have been in. So that's what we're going to do today, you guys. That is what we're going to do. And it's going to be so much fun. So I want to go through kind of like what our relationship has looked like, because it's gone through so many different phases. We were high school sweethearts. We went through 4 years of long distance relationship, which was so crazy. And then now we're in the same city, we're living together, we see each other every single day. So we've just seen so many different phases of being in a relationship, and I would love to share about those and what we've gone through and what we've experienced and what, you know, some positive impacts have had on our relationship. I'm also excited for this episode because I did a little poll on Instagram. If you're not following yet, follow at Your Hype Girl Pod on IG and on TikTok for sure. But on Instagram, I did a little poll and I was like, hey guys, do y'all want me to do an episode on our 6-year anniversary and kind of giving that relationship advice? And every single person said yes. And I gave different options, you guys. I was like, no, we get it. You're in love. Haha. And maybe I'd listen. But every single person said yes. So I'm going through with it. Also follow us on TikTok as well. Please, please, please. But yeah, I'm excited to do this. And no, Brandon is not my guest on this podcast today. Don't worry. I did try and convince him and ask him to do it, but I love that boy so much. We work so well together because we have similar interests, we have similar beliefs, but we are so different in so many different ways to where it balances each other out. So I am so outgoing and conversational, and I just love talking to people. And Brandon is a very good like listener. He will listen in conversations. He won't say too much, you know, and so he's not extremely talkative and outgoing as I am. And so we definitely balance each other out in those ways. But long story short, he kind of giggled. He was like, Audrey, I don't really see myself being great on a podcast. And I'm like, Brandon, I love you. It's okay. It's all good. So he is not going to be. Maybe sometime I'm going to get him on this podcast, though. But I'm going to kind of talk through our relationship, through my experience with it. And it's going to be great. Before we get into that, of course, I got to read off a review, you guys. With that being said, please review the podcast wherever you're listening, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. Like, subscribe, and download. Download is actually like the big one for podcasts. So I want to keep this thing going with y'all. So let's download these episodes, you guys. Join the hype fam. Whoop, whoop. Okay, so here is a review from Apple Podcast. It says, I love your energy. I can hear you smiling through your voice, which made me smile in return. Thanks for your message and look forward to the next one. This is from Kathy with a K. Aw, Kathy with a K. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate that. I hope I am able to make you smile in a day. That is my absolute goal with this podcast. I want everybody to smile. I think smiles are so contagious and something so wonderful, right? Like if you smile, it just makes your day even better. And you can smile at other people too, and then they'll smile back. And I just love a good smile. Speaking of smiles, like I said, smiles are something that are so contagious. And it quite literally makes like the best medicine ever. Even when you're feeling down, fake a smile. I was looking into this the other day and I found this online. It's from Intermountain Health. But it says, when you smile, your brain releases tiny molecules called neuropeptides to help fight off stress. Then other neurotransmitters like dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins come into play too. So literally when you smile, it automatically tricks your brain into thinking that you are happy. Just try it sometimes. Sometimes I do that if I'm like feeling sad or like down or whatever. I just like fake a smile and I'm like feeling a little better. So that's just something fun. But thank you, Kathy with a K, so much for that review. I appreciate it. Okay, guys, so y'all know how I start my episodes. I always like to update y'all on something that I've been working on within my life within the past week or so. And so that thing is actually perfectly translating into what we're going to be talking about today, which is with relationships. And so something I've been working on, I noticed, you know, recently that I've been getting very independent, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think, you know, feeling independent and being able to do things on your own is so important. And something that everybody should be able to do, even if you're in a relationship. But I've been getting so independent to the point where I'm at work all day long, and then I come home and I work on the podcast, and then I read a book. You know, I come home, I sit in the bath, and I read a book. And it gets to the end of the day, and I'm like, I have not spent any time with my boyfriend, Brandon, like at all. I haven't carved away any time for our relationship. And so I noticed this a few days ago, about a week ago. and so I made it, you know, Brandon and I, we sat down and talked. I'm like, okay, we need to carve out some more time to give back to us, to give back to our relationship, because we both live such busy lives. Like Brandon's in school and he's working towards that and studying all the time. He stays till the library until like midnight some nights. So what we've been doing is, even like yesterday, we went on a like 30-minute walk together and caught up on the day and what happened in each of our day. And the other day, we've been really getting into hiking together now. So whenever we have downtime, we go on hikes together. We went out to Patagonia and got these new hiking shoes. So that was really fun for us to do. Excuse me, not Patagonia. We went out to Cabela's and got these new hiking shoes together. And so we've been really getting into that. We bring our dog on little hikes and it's so beautiful. I just love being out in nature too. And so we've been doing that. Another thing that I've been doing this past week is we've been leaving each other like little notes. So this is something that I started doing a while back that I learned from my mom. So my mom would always leave little notes for us. One of my favorite things ever is when I went to college, she left all these little note cards and snuck them into like pockets of my jackets and inside notebooks and inside books and inside my sheets. And each little card had something that just said like, I love you, hope you're having a great day, or like, can't wait to see you soon, or like, you got this, proud of you. And so my mom started doing that. And then eventually, me and my roommates in college started leaving each other notes. I remember one time I had a really tough day at volleyball practice. I played volleyball for Texas Tech. And I had a really harsh day at school, you know, just overall, like not the best day ever. And I came home to a bunch of note cards, little sticky notes in my room from shout out to Lauren and Lindsay. Love y'all. They were my roommates in college. Just saying like, proud of you, love you, all this stuff. So that's what I've been doing with Brandon. So whenever he stays up really late at the library, I leave a little sticky note on the door that just says like, love you, proud of you. And then he's been doing the same too. And he'll draw cute little like stick figures on there too that says hi with a little waving hand, which is so cute. But that's just something small that we've been working on this week, is trying to carve out time for each other and then leaving each other sweet little like inspirational loving notes. So those are two such simple things that you can be doing in a relationship that's giving back to the relationship. So that's things that we've been working on. Okay, I am so excited to get started into digging deep on this podcast episode. Just so y'all know, I am such like a romantic, like I love love. I love love so much. I'm someone who loves reading the romance novels. I'm someone since a young age who's kept like in my notes app a bunch of like date ideas. And oh my gosh, I've been planning my wedding since literally I was like 14 years old. But I just love love, and was so excited to kind of look back at our relationship while planning this episode. And because sometimes I think that's so good, like we've been dating for 6 years and we're definitely like living in the present, which is great, and not like reminiscing too much on the past. But sometimes it's fun to look into the past and see like, remember how it all started and look at that, like, you know, reigniting that flame of how like the relationship started and everything. So this has been really healthy for me, is creating this episode and looking back on this. So that was really special. But yeah, just to get started here, I kind of want to talk about how we started dating, and then I'll go into kind of tips and advice that I have. But we started dating, like I said, I was 16 and he was 17 years old. We met through mutual friends. We originally met for the first time. I'm sure we've seen each other like in the hallways and stuff all the time, just at like gatherings and everything. But the first time that we officially met, we went to this thing growing up called Midnight Rodeo. Yes, I grew up in Texas, where it was like a country bar, but they would shut it down like once a month for kids' night, which I say kids, but it was like in high school. And so we'd go and we'd two-step and we'd line dance, and it was so much fun. And I remember my best friend, Brooke, she was really good friends with Brandon's family. Their older sisters were like best friends growing up. And I remember telling her, I was like, okay, that guy over there is super cute. And sweet Brooke, being Brooke, she ran over there and I was like, Brooke, what are you doing? And ended up telling Brandon like, hey, you should go ask this girl to dance. And sweet Brandon is like the shyest 17-year-old ever. And he ended up not asking me to dance. Like, I think looking back on it, he told me and he's like, I couldn't believe that you wanted to dance with me. Like, I just didn't believe that. And I was like, oh, Brandon. So he didn't ask me to dance. But me being me and the like very, you know, confident and pushy, and I ended up asking Brooke, I'm like, Brooke, what's his Snapchat? So I got his Snapchat and we started talking, and it was so much fun. He was so shy that he would like never show his face on Snapchat to anyone, but he started like slowly showing his face on Snapchat to me, and it was so funny. And all my friends were like, no way, this guy has to be like in love with you, because he never shows his face on Snapchat. And so we started talking and we really started to enjoy each other's time and everything, just trying to get to know each other. But then one night we decided to FaceTime each other. The most awkward FaceTime ever. Like, so awkward. I felt like I was talking the other time and like forcing conversation. And sweet Brandon was just so quiet. And I got off that FaceTime like, no, this is not going to work out. And so we stopped talking. He went to Europe that summer with his family. And I remember seeing like photos of it and stuff. But I looking back on it, I was like, oh yeah, we stopped talking because of Europe. It didn't work out. But it was definitely like, I think that FaceTime call was so awkward. But what's funny though is we had mutual friends. So we sat next to each other at lunch for the next whole semester, like right next to each other, but didn't say a word to each other, which was so funny. Winter break came around And like I said, we had similar friend groups. And so we started to hang out more together. And it was so funny because my friend Brooke like knew that I had a little bit of a crush on him. And it was so movie-like. It was so much like if you've seen Anyone But You, Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell, like the friends trying to get them together. There were so many moments like that where I'd look around. I'm like, where did all our friends go? And it was just me and Brandon. And so we started to hang out more and more and go on a few little, you know, hangouts. One of the more notable ones that was so sweet was we went over to his house and it was pouring down rain. I remember actually being so nervous to go over to his house. I was wearing like this Lululemon top. We laugh about this so much to this day. I was wearing this Lululemon top and like the back of it was open. And I was like, his family doesn't even know me. They're going to think I'm like so scandalous with the back showing. And it was so funny, you know, looking back on it, it was so funny. But anyways, it was pouring down rain and we all drove separately to meet up at the house. And he saw I pulled up. And he came out to my car with a little umbrella and he like walked me through the rain because I had to park way down the street. There's a bunch of cars there. And he walked me like through the rain under the umbrella to his house. And I remember going home that night and telling my mom and I was like, Mom, I think I really like this boy. He's so sweet. And not only that, but I hit it off right away with his siblings. Like we were just friends at the time, but all of his sisters were there. Also, which is wonderful, he has a lot of siblings, but the house that he grew up in, he has several older siblings, like older sisters, and he was like the younger brother in it. So he's very good at like navigating having sisters and being with females, which was so fun. But yeah, just really hit it off with his family right away, which was special for me. And so we started talking more and more. And it was really cute. We were at lunch and I never knew this until like a year or so later, but his guy best friend would always like take pictures of us, not in a weird way, but every single day at lunch, we started sitting like closer and closer to each other until our like knees were touching. And so I just thought that was so funny that he was doing that. But yeah, we ended up talking and then he finally asked me out on our first date. Good old Panera Bread. We love Panera Bread. And we just hit it off. Like, we sat there for 2 hours talking about everything and life and our families and our goals in life. And I remember being so excited and also nervous for that date. Like, when I got in his car for the first time, I remember I was leaning, like, really close to the window because I was nervous. And that was just a really special beginning of our relationship was in high school. And so now we are in high school. We are dating. It is so much fun. It was so much like a romance movie, right? Like we would hang out with each other every single day after class. He would walk me to all my classes and we'd hold hands in the hallway. And it was just so romantic. We went to prom together and I remember it was his senior prom, my junior prom. And it was so much fun. Like I got to hang out with his guy friends and we went in a huge group. And I remember just counting down the days until prom, and when it finally came, it was so much fun. But just a total, like, what you'd see in, like, a TV show or movie. That's how I felt. I felt like it was so just romantic, and I loved it. Just total young puppy love relationship. We were just so happy. It didn't really hit me too hard that he would be graduating soon. So we started officially dating in March, and he was going to be graduating in May. And at the time, I didn't really think much of it. I was like, we were both in our first ever like serious relationships. Even to this day, this is kind of crazy to think about, but even to this day, we were like, we're the only two people we've ever been with. Like, I've only kissed one person in my entire life, and that was Brandon. And even to this day. So, but at the time, I didn't really think about it too much. I was like, you know what? We're so young. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, you know, so many high school relationships don't work out. I didn't think negatively about our relationship at all and thinking it wasn't going to work out. But I was just like, didn't really put a whole lot of thought into him going and moving to college. But that summer before he went to college, it was so much fun. And there's people waving at me right now outside the window. But that summer before he went to college, it was so wonderful. We spent so much time like at his lake house and we surfed and we laid out by the lake, and it was just a wonderful summer. But 2 weeks before he left for college, I was absolutely just heartbroken. Like, there, we were these two little kids who had only been dating at that point for a few months. And we were like, okay, this is serious. Like, we're going to try and attempt a long distance relationship. And we didn't think otherwise. Like, we were like, yeah, why not? Like, let's go for it. But oh my gosh, I just remember crying all the time, like for 2 weeks straight before he left for college. And then the day that we dropped him off for college, I rode with his mom to drop him off. And I was just so devastated. I was so sad. And at the time, we were only going to be an hour away from each other. He was going to a college in Galveston, Texas, while I was still in the Houston area. But oh my goodness, I was so upset that we were dropping him off. We made it work in that semester. We would FaceTime each other every single night. We were both pretty busy, so we didn't do a whole lot of like texting or anything throughout the day, but we'd made sure that those FaceTimes always counted. And I never saw him during the weekdays, only the weekends, but it was so special. I played volleyball for our high school team, and I hadn't seen him all week, but I'd be in the middle of like our first set, even on an away match, but especially at the home ones, I would look up in the stands and he would be there just wearing our little George Ranch High School volleyball t-shirt. And I just remember just being so smitten. I remember being so excited and happy to see him. And then we'd spend the entire weekend together. Then January came around and it was time for me to go pursue volleyball at Texas Tech up in Lubbock, Texas. And that was a 10-hour drive from Galveston. Brandon ended up switching to College Station at A&M for his sophomore year. So that was about a 7-hour drive, but we were still so far away from each other. And we did that distance for that long distance for 3.5 years, but we did long distance in general for 4 full years. But the distance did something really special to our relationship, and I think that it grew us closer. Every single time we saw each other was just the best day and the best weekend ever. Like, I would have a little countdown on my phone, a little app. It was literally called an app called like Countdowns. And I would put in the date when I would see Brandon next. And oh my goodness, I was so excited to check that countdown. And I remember I'd be at like volleyball practice on a Friday morning, and I just could not stop thinking about how he was going to fly in and be there. And so many times Brandon flew in and he would come like from the airplane with a bouquet of flowers in his hand. And oh my goodness, it was just so sweet. Like, we just love each other so much, you know? But like I was saying, long distance relationships are something very special if you keep them, because you have to build such a strong foundation on trust, on communications, and being able to have deep conversations, right? Like, if Brandon was going out with the guys for a night, I would have to trust him and be like, okay, he's not going to do anything. He's not going to do anything with anyone else. He's going to, you know, and vice versa. Like, if I were going out with the girls, he would have to have trust in me and not doing anything stupid, right? And so just that long distance really built that trust for us in so many different ways. And then communication, right? Like, we were so busy. I was a student athlete, right? And he was studying a very hard major. And so we didn't have a whole lot of time to talk to each other throughout a day. But we were so specific to lay out pretty much a full hour every night just to chat, talk about the day, what we had in store for tomorrow, what we did, you know, earlier that day, and go through our day-to-day on FaceTime. We also got very creative with long-distance date nights. We would have little Zoom movie nights, and I'd get so excited. We'd both pop popcorn. We'd choose a movie that we both wanted to watch on, like, Disney Plus or something, and then we'd Zoom each other and watch the movie together. I'm not gonna lie though, it was really hard. Every single time that I dropped him off at the airport or that we were leaving each other, I had like no joke a mental breakdown. Like, and sometimes he would start crying too, and that broke my heart to see him cry, because Brandon's not like a huge crier, but he definitely will show his emotions to me. And there were a few times that he would like cry because we were gonna miss each other so much. There were several times, so during a volleyball season, that we wouldn't see each other for a full 3 months. 3 months we'd go without seeing each other. And that was just so long. It felt like forever. But we made sure to stick to our long distance regimen, and that was FaceTiming every night and just overly telling each other how much we loved each other, right? And now, after doing 3.5 years of that very long distance, we now live together in San Marcos, Texas. He's wrapping up school right now at Texas State University. I work for the university in the athletic department. It's so crazy how this came together. He decided to go to Texas State, and literally on the same day, I ended up getting a job offer here. So it just all worked out perfectly. But that was a huge transition for us. We went from living long distance and only seeing each other once or twice a month to literally being together every single day and seeing each other every single day. And so that was a different transition for us too. Like, when you're long distance and you only see each other once every few months or so, there's so much like excitement and passion and, oh my gosh, I want to go on a million dates with you on that weekend. But then when you live together, you start getting into like a routine. It's starting to feel very habitual from a day to day, right? And so we've had to come up with ways to keep everything like really exciting and creating date nights and creating moments together where we keep things very exciting, right? Now that I've kind of dug into what our relationship has looked like from high school sweethearts to long distance to now living together and being together all the time, I want to go over a few tips that I have for relationships, just because I feel like we've been through it all pretty much in our 6 years of dating. So I feel like these are pretty good. So let me know your thoughts, though. If you disagree with any of these, like, let me know. I definitely want to hear that. Or if you have anything else like to add to these tips, I'd love to hear that too. I know we're still so young. You know, I'm 22. He's about to turn 24 here in a month, less than a month now. Oh my goodness. But let us know if y'all have any advice too that you'd like to share with us. I would love to hear that. I think this one's pretty obvious, but it's so important, is just to love each other unconditionally. That means love each other with no conditions whatsoever. Pretty sure you can get that from the word unconditionally though. Just love who they are as a person, love their soul, love the life and the light that they bring into your life. Love the light that they bring into your life. Like, let's be honest, if you're looking to be in a long-term relationship, we're all going to get old, we're all going to get wrinkly, we're not going to have like that, you know, that 20-year-old youth, you know, so I think longevity-wise, it's important to love each other unconditionally with nothing concerned with tangibles, right? Like, Brandon and I have both gone through phases where we've gained weight, we've lost weight. I had several years where I had a bunch of acne on me, and he still just always looked at me and just said, "Audrey, you are so beautiful." And that comes from unconditional love. Of course, I said the same thing. Like, I'm like, "Brandon, you're so handsome and I love you." And so just love who they are, love their soul, love their spirit. This one is, I think, so important, but in a romantic relationship, be with your best friends. I feel like that's so obvious too, but Brandon is someone who I 100% consider my best friend. I love going throughout a day and then wanting to tell him everything that happened, right? And he's the first person I go to when something big happened, like at work or when I was playing volleyball. He was the first person that I wanted to go to and tell about that. And I just love spending time with him. Like, we laugh together. We smile a lot. We just enjoy each other's company. So be with your best friends. That is something that's so important when you are choosing a partner, is to be with your best friends. Here's another one, but be thoughtful and be kind. Like, always speak to your partner with kindness and always have their best intentions when speaking to them. Never, ever, ever tear each other down, you guys. Like, even if you are so mad at each other, don't do that. Like, that just wrinkles your relationship so much. You are a team. When you are in a relationship, you are a team. And so you need to celebrate your highs together, right? So if Brandon did something really well in school, shoot, let's go to dinner and let's celebrate. Let's go get ice cream. Let's celebrate. Let's get excited about the small things in life together, right? So celebrate the highs, but also sit with them in their lows. When I was in college, I talked about this a lot in episode 3. I faced a lot of serious anxiety and depression in my freshman year. And that was really hard for us because we were long distance too. And I feel like I leaned on Brandon so, so, so much to where like, I feel like the only time that I was happy was when I was spending time with him, which was rare, right? Because we were doing long distance. But Brandon would stay up with me until like 3 a.m. sometimes and just sit with me on the phone when I couldn't sleep and I had sleep insomnia. And Brandon has struggled a little bit in his school over the years, just changing majors and trying to figure out what career he wants to pursue. And so when he's going through that, I just sit with him and I hug him and I'm like, Brandon, we're going to be okay. Not like you're going to be okay, I'm going to be okay, we're going to be okay because we are a team. Your highs are my highs and your lows are my lows. So I'm going to be there with you no matter what. You are a team. This is another thing too. I've always heard like 50-50, like, oh, you got to put in 50% and the other person needs to put in 50% into a relationship. I don't necessarily agree with that. There is sometimes where I come home like exhausted from work and I'm like, Brandon, I am so tired. I can maybe give like 10% effort into, you know, our relationship and having a good conversation and going on a date tonight. Like, I'm exhausted. And I think that goes through phases in life too. Like right now, I feel so bad because I have felt bad at least. Because I work in a job where I put in several like 80-hour weeks. And so there's so many times where I rely on Brandon so much to like clean and cook and mow the grass and like everything. But I just know that that's where I am right now in our phase of life. And there's going to be a time down the road where it might be the other way around and I need to like clean and cook and do things around the house. And so I don't believe in that 50-50. I think like you just can put in as much as you can into a relationship, you know? And so I think it's important to lean on each other and to be open about leaning on each other. Relationships are so beautiful. I think that having a partner in your life that loves you and cares for you and gets excited about what's going on in your life is so beautiful. But I will say too, like, relationships are not perfect. As much as I love those romantic novels and those movies and those TV shows, they're not accurate, like, at all. There's going to be things that come into your life that you have to work through. But you have to make a decision together that you're going to wake up every single morning and choose each other, right? There's other people out there, obviously. Like when you're married, there's going to be other people who are attractive, other people who are maybe giving you attention. But you choose your partner every single day and you wake up and you are committed to the relationship. I've always heard this. I'm very fortunate because Brandon and I don't really get into huge arguments. We're very good at seeing each other's point of view and putting each other in each other's shoes. And so we don't really get into a whole lot of arguments, but I think this is important, and I've seen this before, but never go to bed angry or annoyed or frustrated with each other. Like, always resolve your issues before your head hits the pillow. I think that's important because I feel like you shouldn't drag on conflict into the next day. And honestly, I think that's with any relationship too. I'm definitely like a non-conflict sort of person. I like to avoid conflict, honestly, and I don't like seeing it face to face. But try and solve an issue with your partner or with someone in your life before the day ends. Like, let's not drag that out. It's just not worth it. And you're wasting energy and time when you could be just happy and enjoying each other's time. So this is an important one, but take time to have special moments together. I talked about this earlier about how I've been trying to carve away time into a day to where we spend together. I've heard this 2-2-2 rule where it's every 2 weeks you go on a date, one date night at least. Every 2 months you go on a little getaway road trip, just the two of y'all. And every 2 years you do a really big fun excursion, right? If you have the money, of course. But I think that's so neat and something that I want to take into our future. Right now, I'm not going to lie, we're in our early 20s and we don't have kids or anything. So I'm like, hey, let's go to date night like 4 times a week. Let's go on road trips every single weekend. I want to go here, 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 and here this year. And so I guess it's special because, you know, we don't have kids yet. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to still do all this with kids. But I think it's important to take time and spend it together and be together in each other's presence. And when you do that, like, let's put our phones down, let's enjoy each other's time, let's have deep and good conversations. This was so sad, but I was at a restaurant the other day and every single family member, there was two kids and a husband and a wife, and every single one of them were like on their phones and iPads and not having any conversation or talking with each other. And I'm still thinking about this to this day because I felt so sad for them. And I'm like, guys, like, these kids are going to only be that age for so long. And I feel like that's just not helping a relationship if everybody's just sitting there on their phones and not talking to each other and enjoying each other's time. Anyways, that going off on a tangent here, but let's be in the present and loving and living together. Another one I've talked about, which was so important for us in long distance, is communication. I am someone who says everything that's on my mind all the time. And honestly, I don't know if that's good or not. Like, I'll be watching a show or something and I'm like, Brandon, I feel so bad. I think the main character's like really cute. And he'll just start laughing. He's like, Audrey, that's okay. Like, it's okay if you're attracted to other people. And I'm like, okay, okay. But I just say like all my worries and stuff to him all the time. And sweet Brandon, he doesn't necessarily like communicate his feelings all the time. But I think that communication is so much more than just talking and talking and talking. Because I can do that all day long. I'll talk your ear off. But it's also listening. And Brandon is like the best listener I have ever heard. Brandon is the best listener. And he communicates to me in other ways, like through his actions and through his body language. But I do think that communication and being able to understand your partner at a deeper level is so important. So yeah, communication is key. And then another thing too is just think about your partner, challenge each other, make it a challenge to like serve each other, and not in a sense of like, oh, I'm going to just make you food all the time. No, but like do things for your partner. Be like, you know what? My partner just worked a really long day at work. I'm going to go do the dishes for them. Or, you know what? My partner isn't having the best day. I'm going to go bring them a little treat, bring them a little milkshake from McDonald's or something. Like, just think about ways that you could be giving back to your partner and being selfless and kind, just like you would in other relationships too. Like, the person that you're with is no different than a friendship, than a relationship, right? So just think of ways that you can be giving back to each other on a day-to-day basis and really put that at like the forefront of your brain. Like, what can I be doing for Brandon today? He's been so sweet to me. He brought me flowers home from HEB. He's, you know, so like, what can you be doing for your partner? Okay, guys, so those are a few tips that I have. Of course, I end every single episode with a QOTP quote of the podcast. I also end it with a challenge too, but we'll get to that in 1 second. But the QOTP for the day is this. Happily Ever After is not a fairy tale. It's a choice. Happily Ever After is not a fairy tale. It's a choice. And that is by Fawn Weaver. Oh, I love that. I think that every single person can have their happily ever after, can have their fun little fairy tale, but you have to work towards it and you have to put effort towards relationships. Like, do the cheesy things in a relationship. Go dance with your partner in the kitchen. Go take each other on fun dates. Go to the movies. Go and have a fun little wine night. Go. Brandon and I did this the other night, but we did like the little paint each other's self portraits that is going like viral on TikTok right now. And so we sat up and we had a fun little drinks and we painted each other, you know, like do things that are cheesy and that you would see in a, like a fairy tale or a movie. But just do it. Like, it brings so much fun and excitement, and you have the opportunity and the choice to take the actions towards having a strong and healthy relationship. It's your choice. And that leads me to the challenge of today, of this week. Do something cheesy. Go and write little notes for your partner, you know? Even if you're not in a relationship right now, that's okay. Like, go do something cheesy for a friend, you know? Like, do something so fun and cheesy and just something that makes you smile and laugh. Like, go on a road trip. Go and on a car ride with your partner, roll down the windows and scream to music. Brandon and I have been going to like a fun little drive-in movie theater the past few weeks, and that's been so much fun. But just make the choice to have fun and enjoy your relationship. You guys, you have that choice, and it takes both of y'all, not just one, but it takes both of y'all. Okay, you guys, that's all I have for relationships on this week's episode. Again, I would love to hear your feedback. I'm sure I'm missing a lot of stuff here on like advice. Please let me know. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on this podcast. And again, y'all, if you liked what you heard, please subscribe. Please download. Follow at Your Hype Girl Pod on Instagram and TikTok. Let's keep this thing going. I love y'all so, so, so much. Thank y'all for listening to today's episode. I hope y'all have a beautiful remainder of your week. Go tackle the things you want to do in life. Go make your goals a reality. Go make your dreams happen, you guys. I'm so proud of y'all and love y'all so, so much. Thank y'all for listening. Have a good week. Mwah.